Chris, after last week's great win, we were looking to build on it tonight, but it wasn't to be.
Look, you know, it's difficult. Difficult places to come. We've had a run of, you know, 3 out of 4 games away from home against the 3 best teams in the league. So it's always going to be difficult. I think before the 4 games, we've included the TNS home game as well. If you'd have offered me 3 points, I would probably have took that. You know, probably the Connors Quay away game where I didn't feel we were ever looked like we were ever going to trouble them. But you know, since that, you know, we lost to TNS on Boxing Day. We shouldn't have done. We didn't deserve to. Obviously, we had a great win last week, and you know, even tonight for parts of the game, especially in the second half when we went to 2-0 and got it back to 2-1 and made the changes, I thought, you know, we had them on the back foot and we caused them problems. But you know, we pushed forward, got bodies forward, we're aggressive in our pressing and left ourselves open on the counter attack, and with the quality they've got on the team, they punished us for it.
And you know, you get it back to 2-1 there and you did have the ball in the net. It looked like a dubious offside. What was your view of it from down in the dugout?
Well, I think, you know, you, without criticising, I think, you know, the 2 goals that were scored, you know, their first goal and our equaliser potentially, both looked, you know, maybe decisions that could have gone for us on another day. You know, the players are adamant that the first goal's offside, and the players are adamant that our goal, Ryan's goal, was he was onside. So, you know, we'll have to watch them back. But, you know, sometimes when you come to Bangor and you don't always get the rubber of the green, and, you know, we felt that tonight, you know, with the goals that they've scored and what the one we've had chalked off. But, you know, look, they're a good team. They shifted the ball around. I thought we were very compact in our shape, and especially in the first half. You know, they caused a few problems, but we dealt with it. And then we made the changes off the bench. We brought the 3 lads on who give us a bit of impetus, and we were pleased with that. And then, you know, like I said, we were on the front foot for a good 15, 20 minutes, and Mitch scored a well-worked goal, great ball in by Fletch. And then we're on the front foot again, but frustrating. You know, the difference between the 2 sides again was, you know, we got into good areas and we frustrated and haven't delivered, and you know, they've got into good areas and punished us, and that's probably the difference on the night.
And Alex Fletcher, come on, and Kershaw both made an impact. Fletcher looked very very effective and set the goal up well. He must be pleased with his comeback.
Yeah, well, we knew that we'd get quality when we signed Fletcher. You know, again, Kershaw as well, he's got that in him to go and affect the game. And then, you know, we brought Joe on at left back, probably a position that I don't think he's played too much there. But you know, I thought when he did that, when we brought him on, he kept their winger quiet and give us a good threat going forward. So yeah, you know, plenty to think about now before Tuesday. You know, we decide on a way of playing and decide on the personnel, but hopefully we might be able to get one in before Tuesday. I think with Jojo going off, we might need to bring a couple in, so we'll see and see what we can do in the time. With the weekend, it doesn't give us a lot of time, but we'll see if we can get some bodies in.
2 tough away games, nice to get back to some home comforts on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough game. You know, it's going to be a tough game against them. They're a good team. You know, similar to Bangor and TNS in the way they pass the ball and move you about and the rotations, and so we're going to have to be set up well, and you know, we know what we're about. We're going to have to defend a little bit better. I felt, you know, the second and third goal were avoidable. You know, the third goal, I think it's 3 times the ball's gone back in and out and we haven't reacted and we haven't got a block on it. It you know, even though they've hit us on the counter-attack, we still have bodies back there and we have to deal with that better, and that's frustrating. But like you say, you know, we can take positives from it, what we did. You know, in terms of our shape, we were settled well. We didn't pass the ball well in the first half. We did that second half, and it's no surprise that we got in behind them a few times, caused them a few problems. And like I say, you know, 20 minutes, 2-1, you know, we were probably in the ascendancy and looked like we were going to get the next goal and didn't, and then their quality in the break did for us in the end.
And you said, as you said then, you lost Jojo at the start of the second half. Was that a serious one?
I think he's gone down to block it. The ball slid in. You know, he's probably lost the ball in the halfway line, which has allowed them to break. It looks like he's done something to his back, but hopefully it'll settle down and he'll be available for selection for Tuesday. But you know, it's definitely the 3 substitutes when they come on, you know, have given us some food for thought, because I thought they did well. They give us a little bit of tempo and allowed us to pass the ball better because they got hold of it. They'll keep the ball and move the ball. So you know, there's obviously decisions we'll have to make before Tuesday.